Hey guys, it's Melissa with the Chicken Sitter Podcast, and this is episode 110, and this one's called My Sick Chicken. My son's chicken, Billie Eilish, we call her, is a Rhode Island red hen. She's about 3 years old now, and she's always been pretty much a healthy chicken, but a few days ago I noticed she was keeping a distance from the other chickens, sort of. Looking at her, her feathers looked fine. They're not dull at all. There's no bald spots. Her comb is the right color. Everything on the outside looks good. Her legs look good. And I'm laughing because that sounds kind of silly, you know, saying her legs look good. But what I mean is, like, she has no cuts. She has no mites or anything visibly wrong with her legs or her feet. Or, like I said, her feathers, anything like that. Looking at her, she looks okay, you know, at first glance. She's just, you know, like I said, keeping her distance a bit and closing her eyes a little bit here and there. She's not as energetic as the other chickens. Like, you know, she's like a little lethargic. So I gave her some probiotics, electrolytes, as well as making sure she had some food. Was getting food and was drinking enough. Things didn't seem too much better after a few days of doing that, you know, watching her eat and drink and making sure she's getting that and that the others aren't grabbing it from her or anything. So I put her in a chicken hospital. What I mean by that is I brought her in the house and put her in a nice little area and gave her, you know, everything she'd have outside, but in a quiet, warmer area inside. So my first thought, I'm thinking maybe she's egg bound. Maybe that's why she looks a little uncomfortable and is acting a little lethargic. She gets a dirty bum area, you know, here and there. So I soaked her and, you know, cleaned her up there. I soaked her in an Epsom bath in lukewarm water, which is one of the things you should do if you know your chicken is egg bound or you think that they are. That's supposed to help help any pain or discomfort they're having. It's supposed to feel good. It's supposed to help the egg come out. And, you know, she liked the lukewarm water. She sat right in it and didn't flinch. She didn't give me a hard time at all about putting her in there. So, if you know, if she was egg-bound, this would feel good for her. I put some calcium, they also say, too, to break like a half a Tums or some calcium in a dish of water and soak, just kind of use a syringe and kind of get it in the syringe, mix it really good. And you can either put that in their mouth or you can put it in their drinking water. And I did a little bit of both. I dried her up and I kept her inside for the night, wrapped her like in a towel. She was nice and warm and she ate a good amount of food. And she ate a lot of, you know, she had a good amount of water. Whether I was holding the dish for her or, you know, the dish that I left in there, she had a good amount. So I knew she got enough food and water. She looked more alert the following day, so I slowly introduced her back to the flock. And a couple hens did like a Bruce Lee kick at her. And then they left her alone. I monitor her and I have a camera too that I have on my phone that I, you know, I watch if I'm not there. I can see if there's been movement. It alerts me on my phone and I can keep an eye on the different things that they're doing. I can see what they're doing. So I was like, well, maybe she's getting bullied. Maybe that's why. And she hasn't been really near the food and the water, even though when I give them their treats and stuff, I'm seeing her eat some of it. So I'm not sure, you know, could she be getting bullied? Maybe that's why she's just, you know, not getting enough to eat and everything and drinking. And that's why when I took her in, she drank a lot and ate a lot. So that could be a possibility. So I let her sleep with the other chickens last night because I monitored her for a while and everything was good. They were being nice to her, vice versa, and everything was great. This afternoon, so this morning she was fine. And then this afternoon, she was with the other chickens, but I noticed she opened her mouth wide a few times, which I've never seen any of the chickens do. And I said, something's not right there. Is something in her throat? So my first thought is, oh, it could be an upper respiratory, could be a number of things. So I put her back into our chicken hospital. Instead of putting her in the bathroom, I put her in the garage. And I have her in a nice little area. I have a cage, a good-sized cage that I have all set up with her food and her water and all that. So I'm treating her for an upper respiratory tonight, thinking maybe that could be it. Just put a little stuff in her water, checked her airway to see if anything was stuck in her throat. Could be like a long piece of grass or anything to make her open her mouth like that. And like, you know, she only opened her mouth 3 or 4 times like that. So, you know, she's not constantly doing it. She doesn't look uncomfortable. I just thought it was a little strange. Another thing, she could have gotten gape worm, they call it. Or she could have an impacted crop or sour crop. There's so many different things. Things I'm not even naming as well. Gape worm is a worm. It's a parasite that affects a chicken's airway. It clogs it up. It makes it hard for them to breathe. So that could be it. I'm picking up some dewormer. And if it's gape worm, that should take care of it altogether. I'm holding off doing that right now, but I'm going to do one thing at a time, but that could be something. An impacted crop is when food doesn't go down to the stomach and it gets caught going down. You'll notice your chickens, when they eat quite a bit, their chest gets full after they eat a lot. That's their crop right there. You'll see that it's full. That's where their food goes, and then it travels down to the stomach. So I can use vegetable oil with a syringe and massage the crop at some point and see, you know, if anything is making her uncomfortable in there and not passing to the stomach. That'll help it pass. If it's sour crop, which is a yeast infection of the crop, I can try apple cider vinegar diluted with water and put that in her mouth, like with a little syringe, and then withhold food for a little bit. So both these things, whether it's an impacted crop or the yeast infection, the sour crop, you got to withhold food for a little bit and try a few different things. So there's several things I can try, not all at once. Like I said, I'm treating her for an upper respiratory right now. Just give her just a tad bit of stuff in her water and just keeping her quiet and monitoring her, and just praying and hoping she feels better and that we can figure out what's going on. I know my oldest son's chicken, Black Shadow, the black one that we have, beautiful chicken, has had like 9 lives already. You know, one minute she sneezes and I give her some medicine, and a couple of days she's perfectly fine. You know, she was the runt of the flock and a little bit bullied when she was younger, so, and she gets sick quite often. So Billy has been in the chicken hospital again, so she's in the garage right now for about 2 hours or so, and she's acting perfectly fine. She's sitting there. She's had some water. She's just hanging out. She looks fine. She hasn't opened her mouth again like that. She's not closing her eyes. She doesn't seem uncomfortable at all. So I'm wondering, I don't know, maybe she just wants to be a house chicken, because it's the strangest thing. It's like, I don't know. It's like one of us feeling terrible, and then we go to the doctor, and that day we go to the doctor, we're kind of feeling better. It's like, you know, should we have even canceled this appointment going to the doctor? I felt better today. It's like that. You know, you take her in the house, and it's like she's a different chicken. So now, just to get my husband to go for that, you know, consider and accept her being a house chicken, and we're good. Yeah, not going to happen. I'll give her some more time anyway inside and monitor her, and I'm going to even look her over a little bit more tonight, because she's very content where she is, very content. I know it's not a permanent solution, but she's very content, so I hate to bother her at all. I'll wrap her up and maybe take her inside tonight. Maybe we'll watch some TV together, and I'll get a good look at her and hope that she's not opening her mouth anymore like that. And if she does, I'll just, you know, follow the steps of what I know and what I've learned in the past, and hope that something sticks and she makes it through whatever's going on with her. You know, because like I said, I checked her throat and everything, and that looks okay. And looking at her, she looks okay. So I don't know. So we'll see. Right now she's good and she's content, so that's a good thing. But I thought I'd do a podcast on what I've done so far and just talking a little bit about her. I know I made a few posts on my Instagram story and my Facebook about taking her in and that she was in the chicken hospital a few days ago. So I just wanted to update everybody on that. And I'll probably do another podcast maybe next week on what happens between now and then. Just to update you and let you know what worked, what didn't. But yeah, beautiful day today. And I'm off to go check out Billy Girl and see what's next with her. But have a great night, and thanks always for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.